今天要代表我的类人跟许多弟兄姊妹们要道谢。
First of all, I would like to say thank you on behalf of my wife and myself to brothers and sisters.
我太太今年82岁。
My wife is 82.
从来没有生过病。
She has never been sick.
这是她第一次生病。
This is the first time ever that she was sick.
Yeah. 没想到的是神的恩典让他能够继续的活下去。
And we didn't expect that it's through God's grace that she can continue to live on.
她得的是癌症。
She got cancer.
本来医生讲得很危险，不过现在好像听起来不是那么危险。
Initially, the doctor says it's very dangerous, but now it looks like that it's not as dangerous as we thought.
我们谢谢很多弟兄姊妹们，去看我们，去这个送东西给我们吃，我们吃了很多从来都没有吃过的好东西。
We want to give thanks to many brothers and sisters who either come to visit us or to send us lots of delicious food that we never had before.
所以我们求主这个亲自祝福你们，有很多弟兄姊妹们的名字我们都不晓得。
So even though I cannot name those brothers and sisters one by one, may God bless you.
他说假如可能的话，他很快也许到教会来 做个简短的见证。
My wife said that if possible, she's willing to come back to a church to give a testimony.
他也听到最近这个教会里的有许多可喜的事情。
Recently, this church has had many things that we can give thank to.
在 Inner Valley 跟这个 Alhambra 最近布道会都很成功。
In both Inner Valley and in Alhambra, we have had a quite successful evangelical meetings.
神在怜悯我们，神在鼓励我们。
God indeed has mercy on us. God is encouraging us.
上个星期听说这个刘长老讲了一个天堂的信息啊，很多人高兴得不得了，想去天堂。
I heard that last week, Pastor Liu spoke about a message about heaven, and many people were very happy, and they could not wait to go to heaven.
昨天晚上，李祥元夫妇在 Alhambra 那边也传了一个福音的信息，有很多人这个举手要受浸。
Last night, John and Teresa Lay also gave a preaching of the gospel in Alhambra Church, and many people were moved, and many people raised their hands to accept the Lord.
我没有什么特别的天堂的信息。
Today, I don't have any message.Very special message about heaven.
也没有雷家夫妇他们的才具。
Neither do I have the talents of John and Teresa.
所以今天我就在这里跟弟兄姊妹们讲个古老的福音。
Today I simply would like to talk to you about a message which is not very unusual or new.
我所用的信息是基督教或者是教会使徒彼得所用的第一次的福音的信息。
The message I'm going to use today was actually used by apostles Paul and Peter.
请我们翻到使徒行传第一章。
So let's turn our Bible to Acts chapter
第四章，对不起。
Chapter 4。
我要读第十二节。
Verse 12。
这个可以说是基督教历史上第一篇这个福音的信息。
This may be considered the first message in Christian history.
那么里面我觉得最主要的这一节圣经就是第十二节。
There are two main points which are contained in verse 12 in particular.
彼得说除他，这个他是指的主耶稣，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Peter said, verse 12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
这篇信息可能是不信的朋友们不喜欢听的信息。
This the message in this Bible passage may be the message not very much welcomed by unbelievers.
他讲得很直率，你假如要得救，你就必须要信耶稣。
Because Peter puts it very straightforwardly that if you want to be saved, you must believe in Jesus Christ.
没有第二条路。
There is no other way.
因为除他以外，别无拯救。
Because salvation is found in no one else. Apart from him, there is no other way to be saved.
所以这篇的信息，弟兄姊妹，是一篇不能够不讲的信息。
So this message is a message that I cannot help but preach on.
我今天早上是本着诚恳的爱心来讲这个信息。
So I'm going to speak about this message with love and with candor.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你爱我们。
Dear Lord, thank you for loving us.
你的心愿意所有的信你的人都能够蒙恩得救。
Your heart is that all those who believe you will be blessed and will be saved.
没有任何的条件。
You have no other conditions given to us.
只要信耶稣基督是救主。
The only condition is that we believe you as our Savior.
求主的圣灵这个时候跟我们的心说话。
May your Spirit speak to us at this moment.
让我们真正的相信神的儿子主耶稣是唯一的救主。
So that we may truly believe God'sOnly begotten Son, Jesus Christ, is the only Savior.
我们将祷告祈求靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 在我没有信耶稣以前
Before I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior,
我对基督教十分的反感。
I was very hostile to Christian religion.
因为我觉得这个世界上那么多的宗教。
Because I thought there are so many religions in the world.
没有一个其他的教会比基督教更加的霸道。
Except for this religion, Christianity, no religions are so assertive about themselves.
在他们传福音的时候，他们说我们的神是独一的真神。
When Christians preach the gospel, they said, "Our God is the only God."
唯一的救主。
Is the only Savior.
说的我们人好像没有一点好处。
It seems that we human beings have nothing good about us.
不管我们做了什么好事，不管我们的良心有多好，若是不信耶稣，没有人得救。
Regardless how many good deeds we have done, regardless how good we are, if we do not believe in Jesus Christ, then we will not be saved.
等到我信了耶稣之后，
But after I accepted Christ as my Savior,
我才了解原来圣经里头所记载的是真正的事实。
Only then did I realize that all things said in the Bible are true and correct and are facts.
很不幸的一件事情，弟兄姊妹朋友们，就是真正的事实刺伤了我们的自尊心。
What is unfortunate is that, dear brothers and friends, and sisters and friends, true truths or facts often hurt our confidence, hurt our self-respect.
没有一个人真正的愿意承认自己不好。
No one is willing to admit from the bottom of his heart that he is no good.
当人家说我们不好的时候，我没有法子接受。
When people criticize us, we cannot accept their criticism.
我们每一个人都觉得自己总是有很多的好处。
Every one of us always feel that there are many good things about us.
假如张三李四可以上天堂的话，我们也应该可以上天堂。
If Mr. So-and-so can go to heaven, then of course, someone like I can go to heaven as well.
可是我们不应该责怪记载忠实的圣经。
But we should not place blame on the Bible, which talks about truth.
我想我们每一个人都应该摸心问扪心自问。
I think every one of us should ask ourselves honestly.
到底圣经里头所讲的有没有道理？
Is what is being recorded in the Bible true or makes sense?
圣经这么说。
So Bible says this.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Everybody has sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God.
世界上的人没有一个没有犯罪。
Nobody in the world or on earth never committed any sins.
圣经所谓的犯罪并不是讲到你做了一件不好的事情。
What it means by sin in the Bible does not necessarily mean that you have done something wrong or sinful.
而是讲到我们得罪了神，做了不合乎神心意规矩的事。
Rather it means that we have offended God, we have sinned against God, we have done things that God is not pleased with.
圣经从事讲，没有义人，一个都没有。
The Bible also tells us that, there is no one who's righteous. There's not even one righteous man.
他说我们所谓的义，就像污秽的衣裳一样。
According to the Bible, the so-called, righteousness in our view is nothing but like a filthy, clothing.
中国人最不喜欢听人说他犯罪。
Chinese people, do not like people to say that they have committed sins.
因为对一个中国人来讲，犯罪就是犯法。
Because as far as Chinese are concerned, if they commit 罪, then that means they do something wrong or do something illegally.
犯了法就要坐牢。
So if one violates law, then one has to be put in prison.
对个人、对家族都是一件最羞辱的事。
And this would shame or disgrace, that individual and also his whole family.
其实圣经所说的罪并不是我们所想的犯法。
So, but, what the Bible means by 罪 or sin is not what we think, what we think it is. It's not just to make, to commit, to violate laws, to do things illegal.
是讲到我们的行为思想达不到神的标准跟神律法的要求。
The sin, as indicated in the Bible, refers to the fact that we cannot meet the standards set by God in terms of our thoughts, our actions. We cannot meet the requirements set by God.
弟兄姊妹，神的标准是尽善尽美的。
So, brothers and sisters, God's standard is ultimate, and perfect, goodness.
而且神，他能够看透所有人的心。
Moreover, God can examine, understand what, one has in his heart.
对于神而言，我们的思想跟我们的行为是同一件事情。
As far as
还有两样。
As far as God is concerned, our inward thoughts and our outward acts or deeds are identical. There's no difference between the two.
只要我们心里面想了什么不好的事情。跟我们做那个不好的事情，在神的标准，通通是一样的。
From God's standard, as long as we harbor something sinful in our heart, then for God, this is the same as we do it.
因为我们的言语跟我们的行为，在神的眼中既没有分别，所以我们没有一个人能在他的完全的标准面前站立得住。
So, because God makes no distinction between one's speech and one's or behavior and one's heart, so no one has never sinned before God, against God.
有一件事情，也许你只是想做，但是没做。
Maybe there are things that you are thinking to do it, but you don't do it actually.
对于这样的事情，律法没有任何的可能来责罪你。
So for in this case, God's law cannot condemn you in any way.
对于神来讲，你所想的跟你所做的一样。
But from God's point of view, what you think and what you do are the same.
你对一个女的看的时候不怀好心， 在神的心目中，你一定犯了奸淫。
If you see a woman and you have not very good thought about her, then in God's view, you are committing adultery.
所以这样子，你就能够有一个结论，就是没有一个人真正的能够在神的标准的面前站立得住。
So we may say conclusively that no one on earth or in the world can stand with a clear conscience before God.
同时对神来说，你不相信耶稣是神的儿子，他是救主，你就已经犯了罪。
And from God's standard, if you do not believe Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son and is your Savior, then you already committed sins.
约翰福音三章十八节这么讲。
John chapter 3, verse 18.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信上帝独生子的名。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's Son, one and only Son.
所以你不信耶稣是神的儿子，是救主，你就已经犯了罪。
So from God's point of view, if you do not believe Jesus Christ is God's Son and He is the Savior of mankind, then you have already committed sins.
所以假如我们真正的虚心诚实，我们就不得不承认是个罪人。
So if we are genuinely humble and honest with ourselves, we cannot but think that we are sinners.
因为我们跟神是敌对的。
Because we are hostile to God, we are at enemy with God.
为什么我们这样子对神是不应该？
Why is that this is a wrong attitude toward God?
因为我们不知道神是怎么样子爱我们。
Because we don't know how much God loves us.
首先，圣经告诉我们，当神当初造人的时候。
First, according to the Bible, when God first created humankind.
神没有造人做他的奴隶，神造了人是做他的荣耀的儿子、仆人这样子的地位。
God did not create man to be his slaves. Rather, he created man for the glorious place of man, just like his son.
创世纪第一章二十六节这么讲。
So, in Genesis chapter 1, verse
26.
Stated,
上帝说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image.In our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
神创造了万物，然后最后又创造了人。他创造了人是要让人来管理他一切的创造。
God first created all creatures. And then at last he created man, and his purpose is for man to rule over the earth.
这是神对于人原来的期望。
So this is God's initial or original intention and expectation for man.
他要管理神所有一切的创造。
He wants a man to rule over God's all creations.
可是很不幸的，人没有听神的话，犯了罪。
But unfortunately, a man did not obey God's order, rather he committed sins of disobedience.
因为这个原因，所以老、病、死、饥荒、战乱、各种的罪的结果充满了世界。
Because of this reason, afterwards, all kinds of sufferings, sickness or death, all sorts of natural disasters and human catastrophes and so on are in the world.
对我们来讲，多半我们都是从国外来的。
For most of us, we come from abroad, foreign countries.
我们为什么要到美国来？
Why is that we chose to come to this country?
我们以为美国是这个世界上不说最好，也是相当好的一个国家。
Because we believe United States, if not the best, at least is one of the best countries in the world.
可是我们看看今天美国的这种状况，
But
这个地方不是适合于人居住的地方。
But if you take a serious look at America's situation nowadays, you will find that this is not a place suitable for people to live.
父母子女互相的杀害，学生杀老师，老师杀学生，国家的领袖杀老百姓，老百姓杀国家的领袖，这是我们今天所看到的。
So what we see is parents, children, teachers, students, or those in authority and people, they kill each other.
这个不是一个所谓的乐土。
This is not a so-called a happy land.
这个地方不是我们所想象的，是那种这个适合于人居住的地方。
This is not a place suitable for people to live as we originally thought.
所以历代以来我们都看到人厌倦恨恶世界上的事情。
So through ages in history, we saw that people grew weary of this world.
那么或者因为我们觉得很虚空不喜乐，就想法子要回到神那里去，这就是宗教的出身。
Perhaps because human beings are not happy and feel life is void, empty, so they think of ways to return to God. And this is the origin of religions.
可是我们知道宗教不能够解决我们的问题。
But we all know religion cannot solve our problems.
因为所有的宗教把他们的努力，把他们的指望都是放在人的努力，人的修为上面。
Because the expectations or hope of all religions, other religions rest on human efforts.
弟兄姊妹，一个自己现在泥沼里头的人，怎么能够从这个泥头把自己拔出来？
Dear brothers and sisters, when someone gets stuck in the mire. How can he get out of it without help?
感谢神，他一直爱我们。
But thanks to our God, He loves us. He loves us always.
虽然我们在谍罪他。
Even we constantly sin against him,
他没有撇下我们。
He does not forsake us.
他怜悯我们。
He has compassion and mercy on us.
他为我们准备了一条回到他儿子那里去的道路。
He has prepared for us through which we may go back to his son.
这是一条唯一的道路。
And this is the only way.
因为除他以外别无拯救。
Because apart from him, there is no other salvation.
在天下人间，神没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
God did not give any other name under heaven by which we may be saved.
因此上，回到神那里去的路只有一条。
Therefore, there is only one way for us to go back to return to God.
这条路就是他自己的儿子。
And this way is his son and only son, Jesus Christ.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is the son of God.
其实按照神学来说，他就是神。
According to theology, he is the God himself.
他为着救人道成肉身。
In order to save mankind, he became flesh.
他是神，无罪的神，但是他为了救人的缘故，他到地上来成为无罪的人。
He is God. He never commits any sins, but for the sake of human beings, he came down to the earth and became a human being, a man who knows no sin.
他到世上来的唯一的理由就是要拯救世上的人。
The only reason for him to come down to the earth is to save fallen people and lost people.
他的方法就是代罪人受死。
And the method he used is he died on behalf of sinners.
因为神说过一句话。
Because God once said this.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
什么叫做死？
What does it mean by death?
死就是跟神永远的分离。
Death means eternal separation from God.
你跟神永远不再发生关系。
You never has any source of relationship with God forever.
你离开了神，你就要接受离开了神的各种的罪过处分。
If you are separated from God, then you have to receive all kinds of punishment.
这个就是我们所谓的死刑。
And this is what we would call death, capital penalty, punishment.
在神以外没有生活，通通是死。
There is no life apart from God, it's all death.
我们因着这个缘故能够在神的面前得到生命，成为无罪。
Because of Jesus Christ, we can receive life from God, and we can be considered sinless.
那我们怎么晓得 神的儿子是我们回到神那里去的唯一的道路呢？
How can we be sure that God's Son is the only way for us to return to God?
因为圣经所记载的一切都是真话。
Because all, that is recorded in the Bible is true.
原原本本，诚诚实实，有情有理。
And it makes, sense.
圣经告诉我们，人是怎么得救的。
The Bible tells us how, man can be saved.
是本乎恩，因着信。
It's by grace and through faith.
是神所赐的，不是出于我们的行为。
It's out of God. It does not. It's not from human efforts.
人犯了罪，你没有资格能够救自己。
If a man commits sins and he no longer can save himself.
你唯一能做的就是你要相信神可以救你。
The only thing you can do is to believe that God can save you.
因为救恩是神所赐的，不是出乎行为，这个才是神的救法。
Because salvation is given by God, and man can be saved not out of his or her own efforts or good deeds.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，永远不要忘记这句话。
And this is God's way, and brothers and sisters, always remember this statement.
我们的救恩是神所赐的。
Our salvation is given by God.
只有神能够赐给人生命跟救恩。
Only God can give people life and salvation.
我们没有办法靠着我们的行为去让我们自己得救。
We cannot save ourselves through our own efforts or good deeds.
今天其他的宗教都在拼命的要自救。
Today, all other religions, they do everything they can to save themselves.
我不久以前讲过一个故事。
Not long ago, I told you this story.
有一个人，他在台湾是做生意的。
There was a businessman in from Taiwan.
他是替人家起房子。
He was a constructor.
所以许许多多的人把钱交给他，让他来起房子。
So many people gave him money so that he can construct houses for them.
这个人拿到起房子的钱太多了。
And he received a lot of money from this.
他不想跟人起房子了，他要到美国来替自己起房子。
He didn't want to build houses for people in Taiwan. He would like to come to United States
for his business. 所以他就离开了台湾，把所有人家给他的钱通通都带到美国来了。
So he left Taiwan along with all the money that other people gave him.
台湾的政府那个时候跟美国也没有什么交情。
And there's no relevant relationship in this regard between Taiwan government and United States.
台湾不能够送军人到美国来抓人。
Taiwan government cannot send people to come to United States to get the ones who commit crime.
他唯一能够做的就是错公文来捉拿这个拐带钱财的人。
So they can only send some legal papers to try to have this kind of people.
这个人来到美国以后， 心里面觉得很难过。
But this man, after he came to United States, he felt very sorry for what he had done.
一方面也怕台湾的人会来抓他。
Also, he's afraid that Taiwan government will arrest him.
所以他觉得他应该想法子要救自己。
So, he decides to save himself.
不只是救自己现在的性命，希望能够死了以后能够永远得救。
He would like to save not only the life of his physical body, but he hopes that after death, he can have also save himself.
他家里儿女是信耶稣的。
He has children who believe in Christ.
他不相信耶稣能够救他。
But this man, he does not believe that.Jesus can save him.
那个时候刚好台湾的和尚到加州来，在这里起个西来寺。
It so happened at that time there was a monk from Taiwan, Buddhist monk, who built a 西来寺 in
相信也许如来佛能够救他。
So this man thought that perhaps a Buddha can save him.
每天早上天不亮他就起床。
So every morning, in very early morning, he gets up.
跑到西来寺去，把西来寺里的每一个菩萨身上的灰都给搞干净。
And he goes to that Buddhist temple, and he cleanses all the dust from every idol.
差不多二三十年，他每一天都到西来寺去，这个清理菩萨。
So he did this for maybe 20 or 30 years. Every day he went to that Buddhist temple to cleanse those.Idols.
一直到他得了重病。
It's not until one day he fell sick.
他发现西来寺的菩萨没有办法救他。
He found that the Buddhas there cannot save him.
他终于相信他女儿对他讲的话，你需要信耶稣。
And finally, he believed in what his daughter had said to him. You must believe in Jesus Christ.
你不能够救自己。
You are unable to save yourself.
只有真神能够给你永生。
Only true God can give you eternal life.
所以他在临死之前终于信了耶稣。
So before he died, he finally received Jesus Christ.
因为神老早就预定你跟我没有办法解决我们罪的问题。
Because God had predetermined long time ago that you and I are unable to save ourselves.
因为天上地下神没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Because God did not give any other name except through Jesus Christ under heaven by which we may be saved.
只有耶稣，唯独耶稣能够救我们。
Only Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ only, who can save us.
哥林多前书第一章告诉我们这些话。
First Corinthians.Chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章，这些都是很宝贝的话。
These are all very precious words from God.
让我们知道为什么我们需要信靠神。
These words allow us to know why we.
到底神用什么方法来救人？
why we have to believe in Jesus Christ and by which method does God intend to save us.
我们要稍微多读一点，从十八节要读到二十五节。
So let's read a Bible passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 25.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，这是我们今天许许多多还不肯信耶稣的人自认为聪明，认为基督教的信仰、基督教的救恩是可笑，是愚拙的。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
可是在我们得救的人却为上帝的大能，就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明，这些都是自以为智慧、自以为聪明的。智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？上帝岂不是叫这些世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识上帝，上帝就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是上帝的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人被为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但是在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为上帝的能力、上帝的智慧，因为上帝的愚拙总比人智慧，上帝的软弱总比人刚强。弟兄姊妹，这就是基督教的救恩。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Nowadays, they are those unbelievers consider themselves smart and consider Christians foolish. However, but to those who us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through his wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs, and the Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Brothers and sisters, and this is the way of God to save human beings.
所以二十一节这里特别提出来，世人凭着自己的智慧，这是俗世的智慧，既不认识上帝，上帝就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是上帝的智慧了。弟兄姊妹朋友们，你们相信神的智慧吗？
So the wise man in verse 12 or 20 refers to men who consider themselves wise. In verse 21 is specifically mentioned here, since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. friends, brothers and sisters, do you believe in God's wisdom?
弟兄姊妹，假如得永生，还有其他的道路。
Dear brothers and sisters, if there were other ways, which may lead us to eternal life.
我这个人何必几十年到现在还在到处奔跑传福音出钱出力。
Then, someone like me would not have, spent, my, decades of life, my money and my efforts to preach the gospel.
我现在把工作放下来，全时间来传福音。
I quit my job and I preach, the gospel, full time.
使徒们跟历代若干受苦寻道的信徒们，何必要付出那些代价？
If, what we just said, was not the truth, then the apostles and then all those, through ages who died for the truth would not have to, give up their life for the gospel.
让我们不要忘记神的话，刚才跟我们讲的，他为我们指开了一条永生的路。
So let us not forget what God, has said to us. He has only one way, prepared for us.
这条路
that would lead us to eternal life.
就是他的独生爱子耶稣。
And this way is His only begotten beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
天下人间只赐下了一个名，我们可以靠着得救。
There is only one name under heaven that through which we may be saved.
没有其他的路。
There is no other way.
神只为我们开了这一条路。
Because God has prepared for us only this way.
这条路就是他自己的亲生爱子耶稣。
This way is his only begotten beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
所以我们当中假如还有自己觉得很聪明的比神聪明的人，我希望你能够开始对基督教的救恩有一个不同的看法。
So those of us who, in our midst, if you still think you are smarter, than God, I hope that, now you can have a new, understanding, a brand new understanding of our God and His way to save the world.
千万不要忘记，使徒不这个彼得所讲的这些话。
By all means, don't forget what Peter, Peter has, said.
除了耶稣以外，没有拯救。
Apart from Jesus Christ, there is no other salvation.
神没有为我们准备其他的拯救。
Because God the Father, did not prepare, for us any other way.
所以我们中间假如还有人在靠自己，靠什么世界上的什么方法，最好请你能够听听神的话。
So if any one of you who still rely on your efforts or any, methods given, in the world, you better, listen to God's words.
因为神为罪人只准备了一条路。
Because God has prepared only one way for sinners.
这个就是他自己的爱子耶稣。
And this is his only begotten beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
不要考虑到西来世去替那些木偶在这的牺牲子，没用。
So don't do such a foolish thing as going to a Buddha's temple to cleanse the dust from those idols.
Yeah, 我希望我们的弟兄姊妹、聪明的这个朋友们，你能够多多的考虑。
I hope those who consider themselves smart or intelligent, I hope them to reconsider this matter.
神是不是比我们聪明？
Isn't it God is smarter than us or wiser than us?
是不是比我们更有能力？
You might as well consider whether God is indeed stronger than man.
让我们心甘情愿地放下我们自己的拯救
，so that we can willingly give up our way ways of saving ourselves.
真真实实的按照神的规矩、神的方法、神的智慧来寻找那真正的拯救。
And instead pursue the truth by which.We can be saved, and only by which can we be saved.
让我们这个教会的弟兄姊妹、所有朋友们都能够在主耶稣基督的救恩之内。
I hope that all brothers and sisters and friends in this church can be in the salvation of Christ.
让我们千万不要忘记，除他主耶稣以外。别无拯救。
We must not forget that apart from Jesus Christ, there is no other way that may lead to salvation.
我今天在这个地方要做见证。
Today, I'm going to give a testimony.
我就是信耶稣而得救。
I was saved because I believed in Jesus Christ.
我从前是不信的。
Before then, I was an unbeliever.
我从前是轻看耶稣的。
I despised Jesus Christ.
如今，我不得不在神的面前承认，他比我更智慧。
But now, I cannot help but confess before God that He indeed is much, much wiser.
他对我是真正的爱故。
His love for us, for me, is true and genuine.
我知道我离开这里要到哪里去。
I know where I am going once I leave this world.
我希望我们中间每一位都有这个把握。
I hope every one of us has this assurance as well.
好，我们昨天这个谁呀、雷弟兄他们在 Alhambra 传了福音，他们也要举手的。在这里，我想大概恐怕在上个星期也举过手。
So last night, John preached the gospel in Alhambra.A church, and a lot of people raised their hand, indicating that they are willing to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And I understand that there were also a lot of people raising their hand last Sunday in this church.
通常我是不鼓励朋友们举手的。
As a rule, I do not encourage.Friends to raise their hand as an indication of their acceptance of Jesus Christ.
多年前，我到这个Knoxville, Tennessee 去传福音。
Years ago, I preached the gospel in Nashville, Tennessee.
是在一个教堂里头。等到我结束的时候，我说：“假如有人要信主。”可以举手。
It was in a church. At the end of my message, I said that if you are willing to accept Jesus Christ, would you, for your Savior, would you please raise your hand?
等到我们唱诗歌的时候，弟兄姊妹，全堂里头没有一个人没有举手。
When we sing songs, in that whole church, everyone raised their hand.
那你都是这个 University of Tennessee 的学生跟老师。
They were either teachers or students from University of Tennessee.
所以我是不常举手，但是今天要举一下手。
Although I'm not customary to call people to raise their hand.
到底看看有多少人要信耶稣。
But today, I would like you to raise your hand if you are moved to accept Christ as your Savior.
我们一同唱诗，有没有诗歌？ Yeah.
Let's sing hymns. Any hymns that you would like to sing? Could you pick any hymns?